A daddy coaches their children. They're aware and they're involved in their children's lives. They know what's going on.
This is Family Policy Matters with NC Family President John Rustin.
Thank you for joining us for Family Policy Matters. This week we are pleased to bring you part of a powerful presentation on responsible fatherhood delivered by Kerry Casey, the CEO of the National Center for Fathering. Mr. Casey was the keynote speaker at the North Carolina Family Policy Council's Major Speakers Dinner event in Greenville, North Carolina in March 2016. We hope you enjoy it. Kerry Casey is with the Kansas City-based National Center for Fathering, and through his work across the country, he is well known as a compassionate ambassador, particularly within the American sports community. He is author of the book Championship Fathering, How to Win at Being a Dad, and general editor of the 21-Day Dad's Challenge. He serves on the White House Task Force on Fatherhood and Healthy Families. He's also a member of the Executive Committee of the National Fatherhood Leadership Group, which promotes responsible fatherhood policy, research, advocacy, and practice. Casey joined the National Center for Fathering in 2006 after 18 years in various roles with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, including Executive Director of the One Way to Play program, the first ever National Urban Director, and President of the FCA Foundation. His career has also included serving as chaplain at the 1988 Summer Olympic Games in Seoul, Korea, chaplain for the Dallas Cowboys under Hall of Fame coach Tom Landry, and chaplain for the Kansas City Chiefs. He served for 5 years as co-pastor of Lawndale Community Church, the inner city church in Chicago's West Side that was recognized by the George H.W. Bush Points of Light Foundation. In high school, Kerry played in the 1971 Virginia State Championship football game, which was later dramatized in the award-winning movie Remember the Titans, and he is still friends with former Titans coach Herman Boone. Kerry received the most important thing. Kerry received his bachelor's degree from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And as running back, he helped lead the school's football team to the Atlantic Coast Conference Championship in 1977. And ladies and gentlemen, I would invite you to join me in welcoming Kerry Casey.
Young ladies, they need their dads. Don't think that a man just raises the boys. They need their mother as well. Think about it. God did not make a mistake when he made us. He did not make a mistake when he made a man and a woman. And that a man and a woman, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but I'm reminding you because there are those that will move to our block. There will be those that will even don great citadels of higher learning and to discredit what God literally built. No man, no woman, two women or two men, and I'm not belittling anyone. I'm just talking about what our Creator, who made me and made you. You can't mess with it and expect to have success. It can't happen. As brilliant as we are, and the way we think, and this 2.5-pound sponge in my head called a brain that can hold more than the greatest computer ever made. And all that they have on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat, and you can go all down through it. But you cannot mess with God's laws and expect to win. Our land's broken. Our research shows when a father's there, when the head coach steps up to the plate, when we take care of the basics, not be dominary, but to love our wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. But as we care for our brides and we function with our children, we will win. The world can't raise my children. I'm 60, but I'm raising these children, and we have 3 grown children. We kept having fun. Now we got Chance. Homeboy is 19. a freshman in college. We have 9 grandchildren. We're having fun big time. Now, here's what I'm saying. Girls, when their daddy's there, research shows they're more confident, they're more secure. We got data that shows this. When a daddy's there, they do better in math. True story. When a pop's in the home. Also, now, this is a little scary. The girls that have their dad there, every child needs a father, grandfather, or a father figure. But when daddy's there, the girl will probably marry a guy with similar facial features as their dad. But here's what I'm saying. All the research shows. But here's the thought. This last verse in the Old Testament, before God spoke to the writers to write the New Testament, in Malachi 4:6, he wants to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. Hearts of the children to the fathers, or the land will continue to be cursed. Do the research, read the newspaper. Someone that's committed a crime, do the research, probably did not have an involved father. It's not just the fathers that are not there physically, but there are dads that make boatloads of money, successful in the world's eyes, but are not engaged in their children's lives. They need their dad, bottom line, and that mother needs that support. I am so very thankful for what you all are doing and all that I just heard. But I want you to know, thinking about what they said, as far as babies born out of wedlock, that cannot happen in the future in you all's community. When I was 5 years old in 1960, African-American babies born out of wedlock in 1960, I think about it, it was 20 to 25%. In 2016, it's at least 72%. A country cannot win that way. Thinking about the Caucasian race, if you will, we're talking 30-some to 40% right now, but it's moving quicker than the rate did in the African-American community. Within the Caucasian community, it's moving quicker even now. We have to cut off the curse.
You're listening to Family Policy Matters, a resource from NC Family. To listen to our radio show online and for more resources that will help you be a voice of persuasion in your community, go to our website at ncfamily.org.
We have to get into the game. But here's our research at the center. Thinking about, as we research thousands of dads, here's what clearly comes out. 3 things clearly come out of our research at the National Center for Fathering, and that is this right here, is that the dad loves their children. They really do. They love their children. They love the child's mother. Even if they're divorced, they still respect that mama. Thousands of dads, this is what takes place. And I think about young Chance, our son, who's 19. When he was 10, he came to me. And he said, Daddy, Marcellus play football. You play football. I don't like football. And I'm like, son, you're going to strap on something. We play football in this house. Your daddy room with Lawrence Taylor at North Carolina, son. But anyway, but he was not impressed. He still isn't. The next night, true story, went to speak to the Kansas City Chiefs before the game, and Chance went with me. And Jared Allen, who plays for the Panthers, in fact, he just retired. He was with the Chiefs back then. He walks over to Chance, and he said, Chance, you're going to play football? You're going to play for the Chiefs? And Chance was 10 years old, and he looked up at him. He said, no, I don't like football. I'm never playing football. It's a dumb game. And he just, I'm like, son, don't do that. This is daddy's job, son. This is how we get paid. Next day, he comes to me, looks me in the eyes. He said, Daddy, do you still like me and love me, although I don't like football? And I said, son, if you never touch a ball, your daddy sees. Son, I love you. And so Chance is an unbelievable artist. He is a very good dancer and singer and all of this. And so we're just so proud of Chance. He's a freshman in college now. But you love your kids. But then not only that, you love them. You all in this room, we'll get out of here as quick as we can now, but go home, tell your children, and some of you, your grandparents like me, you call your grandchildren. And when you're with them, you all have 2 children. A judge, very important title. Even talk to Judge Duke And he would tell you, when they walked before him, he's a wonderful man of God, but he would ask them questions. Where are you from? Who are your parents? He would drill down. The African Americans, the Caucasians, the Hispanic, no matter what their color was or is, the commonality of common ground, their daddies were not there. And as they moved along, they got in trouble because they didn't have the compass there of my father right now. He died the same day as Coach Tom Landry, my dear friend, used to coach the Cowboys when I was chaplain there. Both of them were 75. Both of them were men of God. But both of them were married to their brides for 50 years. But they passed February 12, 2000. One was white, one was black. When I was around them, if I didn't just know my dad, he was just like Coach Landry, their character. They could speak so loud that they would even use mere words sometimes. Dad could just look at me. Daddy raises me more now from the grave than when he was here. I can hear his voice when I'm ready to stand to speak. Pop used to tell me, son, don't ever forget it. Opportunity will come. But when it comes, will you notice it? And if you notice it, will you be prepared? Fail to prepare, prepare to fail. He used to tell me, son, if you're going to lead the orchestra, you have to turn your back to the crowd. Got to listen to the right voices. You love your children, but then you coach your children, not just on the field, but you coach them. Tony Dungy just invited me the other day to the Hall of Fame to be with he and his family. He's going in. He's 6 days older. But Tony, he said, yeah, a great coach is aware and involved in their players' lives. And a daddy coaches their children. They're aware and they're involved in their children's lives. They know what's going on. That's what we have to do in this room, and we raise up the next generation. We do that as well. But we coach them. But not only that, we must love them, but they coach them. This is what research says. But then they also, they model for their children. You love, you coach, and you model, but you encourage a child in your neighborhood, young lady, young man, that does not have a father or a mother. Who are the kids in your neighborhood that does not have a father in the home? You love your kids, you coach them, you model for them, you encourage a child without a dad, and even the fifth point, encourage those fathers that want to drop out of the game and say, my family does not need me, or I'm going to trade my bride in for a newer and a younger model. Gentlemen, you may be tempted. The devil will lie to you. But I want to let you know, as my dad would say, son, it's not green on the other side of the fence. It's nothing but dirt. God bless you. Thank y'all for listening tonight. Yeah. God bless you.
Before we close, I'd like to invite you to follow the North Carolina Family Policy Council on Facebook. Just log in and find us at ncfamily.org. Again, at ncfamily.org. Be sure to like us when you visit. In addition, for instant updates on pro-family news of interest, follow us on Twitter at ncfamily.org. Again, that's at ncfamily.org.
You've been listening to Family Policy Matters, a production of NC Family. To listen to our radio show online and for more valuable resources and information about issues important to families in North Carolina, go to our website at ncfamily.org and follow us on Twitter and Facebook.